Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. We are trying to bring you tools that will make you more productive. And today we've got one to discuss that you may not have found yet either, called Auto Review. So Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about Auto Review?
Well, Auto Review is a tool that integrates real tightly with QuickBooks Online. And the purpose of it is to go through and look for and also integrates with Xero. The purpose is to go through and look at transactions and to identify possible errors or things that look unusual. Okay. In the past, we've looked at other products like the NetTracker product. And so that product does a great job of managing recurring entries. This is one that seems to use more AI to look for those unusual transactions. And they indicate that they have 50 AI-driven checks, and they believe that you'll get a much faster close time in here to handle this. And again, the way this works is there's effectively an extra dropdown that you have that appears in your browser window when you're using QBO or Xero. And so then from within there, you can see the Zenit will actually work as an extension, and it will identify the things that may need to be resolved, and then you can go through and handle those. That's the basics of this. It's kind of a checklist, you know, again, kind of a checklist approach in here.
Yeah, so Brian, on this point, and I know we have not talked about this in the Technology Lab, seems like a good topic for another day. But, you know, over the last 5 years plus, we've talked a lot about emerging technologies. I know you've heard me say more than once that a lot of the artificial intelligence that is out there is possible because of algorithms. And, you know, if we look back 20 years ago, there were only about 25 algorithms. Nowadays, there's about 500. And this company says that they're using 50. And in effect, what that tells you is they've got a lot of different AI algorithms that they have in place. And where real value comes in a lot of these products is when they write their own proprietary algorithms. So for another day, we'll talk about, you know, AI, emerging technology, machine learning, and some of those complex sounding things. But when I see a number like 50, and I know there's about 500 algorithms out there, that's pretty impressive. Now, another claim they make is that it drives up your productivity by about tenfold. And, you know, again, we don't have a good way to measure that. A lot of these AI-based tools are making claims of, you know, increasing your productivity. But the key here is that they also claim an 80% faster close time. And we know that there's a lot of close tools in the marketplace, rapid close tools, as they're usually called. Trintex, for example, of those would be
Blackline is one that we talk about a lot in mid-market. And I agree that this is not going to be probably as robust as the Trintex tool or the Blackline tool, but it's probably going to have a few more things that it's going to act on as compared to the NetTracker, which appears to be kind of a journal entry automation tool, I know, in comparison.
Yeah, and when we again look at that, and again, we're not talking about these other tools today, the Flowcast and whatnot. So rapid close is kind of a big deal. But, you know, the whole idea here is, can we indeed drive out some of this? And we've done other sessions here in the lab where we've talked about continuous close or working on things on a regular basis with some other tools. But, you know, back to the point at hand, as you call out, the auto review features include checklists on reports and being able to have a sign-off tool, that it is smart enough that it's flagging abnormalities. I suspect that's coming out of the AI. And of course, it's enabled in such a way that you can drill down to the transaction level. And, you know, there's, I think, a few more interesting features as well, aren't there, Brian?
Yeah. It will alert you for duplicate entries. One of the things that it also does that lets you do that I think is a huge add to QuickBooks Online is it lets you edit transactions in bulk. So the, you know, one of the things that was a real revelation to me in Xero was when we did the training about 10 years ago was their cash posting screen, where you could basically go through and post 40, 50, 100 different transactions at once to this off the cash disbursements journal. You could basically go in and post those to the general ledger pretty quickly and get them classified. So this bulk transaction classification, I think, is a really helpful thing. And it's something that has been missing in QBO and has been a strength in Xero. So it may make you as effective in QBO as you might be in Xero.
Oh, that's an interesting insight. I hadn't considered that approach, Brian, but you're absolutely right. There has not been a great solution for QBO, and that has been a Xero competitive advantage. Another thing that they have is an interesting smart search capability where you basically can do a search and save them for the future. So, you know, if you've got routines that you're commonly looking for or transaction classes you're commonly looking for, you can actually save that way.
Well, another thing that they have in here that I think is critical as you're setting up your application stack is an alert on duplicate entries, because it's so easy when something goes horribly wrong in some kind of integrated application where you can create a whole bunch of new vendors or a whole bunch of new customers or a whole bunch of new items, or we double up on our revenue or double up on our expenses. So having something that automatically alerts on those duplicate entries, I think is helpful, because you can identify that something has gone horribly wrong pretty quickly as opposed to letting it fester for a while.
That makes good sense to me as well. Now, you know, on a lot of these products, there are trials, and auto review is no exception here. They have a 14-day free trial that you can work with. But how's the pricing look on this, Brian?
They price it based on the number of client files, which I assume is EIN/QBO with QBO Xero instances. So that's $750 a month per client file, and then for 1 to 50 clients. And then they openly say that they're negotiable after that. So again, if you're looking at a larger installation or you're looking at something like that, I would assume that you could negotiate something pretty nice in here. Now, they don't have the, you know, one thing that this one doesn't have that I wish they did have is some kind of certification tool to try to help people be more effective with it, you know, like a CPE or something like that. Maybe they have one. It doesn't show up on their website. And I think when we're changing things out and we're moving to where we're doing more and more on an automated basis, I think we need to have something looking in the background at the transactions that are flowing through and identifying, saying, hey, does this make sense? Does that make sense? You know, do we need to follow up on this? I also think that as we move to having more real-time information or information that's in near real-time with not as much work as we've done in the past, you know, again, we're not going to get to real-time data without real-time work. There will still be some work to be done here. But I like the fact that this pushes us well along that path to reminding us of all the different tasks that need to get done so that we can do those when we have time to do them, as opposed to waiting until the end of the month and then just having to work like a banshee for 3 days straight or something.
Yeah, understood. Now, again, I worry about products like this for their security and their privacy approaches. And AutoReview is pretty straightforward and say that they are secure by design in their security policy. They run on Amazon, and they also state that they've got ISO and SOC certifications, but they don't list their own. But in terms of the, you know, logging and how the transactions go through, I would just note that, you know, they claim to be secure on that front. So the best Brian and I could discern, that probably is exactly the case. So in any case, other final parting thoughts, Brian?
It looks like a very interesting tool. It looks like it's got a combination of some AI as well as some checklist-based things to help remind you in here. And it does have a 14-day free trial. So I'd encourage you, I find when I'm trying out software that I generally don't get, I don't find all the problems or the things that I need to discover in the trial period. So I might take one or two companies, throw them on this, see if I can, you know, kind of see what kinds of things pop up, and then you know, kind of do a pilot program and then go forward to a full rollout if you're doing this. But it looks like it's an interesting application. And again, these fast close tools are one of the things we've got to do to move forward and automate much of our client accounting services. Because let's be honest here, okay, we are humans in the onshore in the United States are not going to be able to compete with on price with humans that are offshore in developing countries. And so we need to have the technology do the work for us. And if we're going to do that, we've got to try out some of these tools to help us be a little more effective. And so I think AutoReview is one of those that I would encourage you to check.
Yeah. And let's face it, labor is going to get more expensive in all markets, and everybody's having hiring problems globally. So that's another interesting insight. Well, we wanted to spend a little bit of time on Zenit's AutoReview, an intelligent cleanup tool that you might consider for your practice. And we know we're going to have some more tools for you in the future in the Technology Lab. Join us again soon. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.